Well, there we go. Get your views in. We want your views. Get your comments in. Let me know what you thought to that. Obviously, it's a shame. It's sad. We've lost at home to Villa. What was a fantastic start to the season? Three games, three wins. We've just lost at home to West Ham. And to be fair, I think Villa wanted it more. Let us know what you think. I want to get your views in, your comments in, as we dissect that 0-1 defeat.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Yes, we want your views live. This is Leicester Fan TV. My name's Phil. I've put the link in there already so that you can click on it and come on and video chat. If not, put them in the comments. Let us know what you thought to the end result. Leicester City 0, Aston Villa 1. I think Villa wanted it just that little bit more. And I want to know what you think about Brendan's substitutions. It was nice to see Slimani come on, but my opinion, and it is only my opinion, I want to ask you guys, if we're going to play a big guy up front, we know he's not fast, we know Slimani's not mobile, what does Slimani need? You tell me, because I know what I think Slimani needs when he comes on. Did Brendan do that, or did he just replace like for like? I want to know your views, your comments. Let's get as many in there as we can. And then I'm going to add people in. Don't forget that I have put the link in there. So if you want to click on that link, do come on it. There is the link. You can come on if you're watching on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, Facebook group, wherever you are. Just click on the link and come and let us know what you think. Sid says Villa were very patient. They were. Kevin says, how woeful was that? Take away the fact we had a few injuries. There's no creativity at all. Matty Bond is saying he's disappointed. Somebody on the Facebook group, don't forget, if you're watching in the group, you need to click on the StreamYard link to allow your name up there. But it was, Barclays was a great goal. Big positive, says Neil, was Fofana looked very accomplished. Chowdhury ball watch for their goal, says Zach. MTR says he is just sad. Clueless Rogers, says Ian. It frustrates me because for once we had a plan B on the bench, and that plan B was Slimani and was bring a winger on to put the ball in for Slimani. We didn't do that. It seemed a bit strange. I'm not sure why Mendy went off. Just interesting. Let's get as many people in. I'm going to add people in. Tom is there, Jack and Andy. Let's just start quickly with you, Tom.
I'm going to bring up a comment because that sums up where we went wrong. Mendy had Barkley in his pocket all game. Or when he takes him off, Barkley got the space.
Why did he take Mendy off, Tom?
I don't know if he was trying to, win the ball higher up, what's probably Hamza does a little bit better sometimes. But if I'm honest here, I thought bar the first 5 minutes of the second half, I thought Villa absolutely bossed it second half. We didn't create anything that second half. And as you say, you bring on Slimani. For me, Perez goes off and get Albright, and I whip that ball into him. You could see what he was crying out for every time he was pointing to the back post. Get it to the back post. That's where he wanted it. And we had a plan B and we still tried to play this tippy-tappy football.
Yeah, Tom, that's my frustration. I did feel like we had a plan B for once. And I just think you might as well not bring Slimani on it. If you don't put under on or Brighton, one or the other, to put the balls in. Andy, let's get your views. What do you want to say?
I just weren't happy. I mean, obviously, I give credit where credit's due. That goal was exceptional. It came out of nowhere. And you can say we could have defended against that. No team could have defended against that because we didn't see where it was coming from. But I agree with what Tom was saying. Mendy had Barkley in his pocket all game. Take Mendy off and look, that's what's just happened. We've lost to a wonder strike. Yeah, we did. I don't know. They were on top of us all like the second half. We were good in the first. I really did. I thought, hey, I tell you what, we could get something out of this and it was going to be a close game. But yeah, that plan B definitely didn't work. Definitely didn't work.
Jack, what would you like to say?
I just think the substitution cost us the game. The wrong player went off.
Which one for, Jack? Which substitution?
Well, I wouldn't have brought Hamza Chowdhury on for a start. I would have took Perez off because I thought he was woeful throughout the whole match. I would have brought Albrighton on or under. And that's what you need for Slimani, not Hamza Chowdhury.
Chappers has joined us. Yes, Chappers.
How are you? All right?
Yeah, good. How were you?
Yeah, you know what? I know we lost. I know we lost, right? 1-0 at the end. But you've got to say, both sides played phenomenal well at the back. You know, no one could break anyone down at the back. It was brilliant stuff. I thought Fofana, we had a great debut. Castagna was phenomenal again. You know, look, it's a 1-0 at the last minute. It could have gone either way, let's be honest. I don't think we had much up top with Novardi. I think Islam Slimani was born on the 70th minute. I don't think he was quite ready for it in all, honestly. But I'm glad that Brendan Rodgers gave him another chance. I don't think Iheanacho did anything at all. I think he was absent from the game. I think Iheanacho's got to go. I think we've got to get someone new in. I just don't think Nacho's up to it. I really don't. Not on his own.
What did you think to Perez, Chappers?
Perez, weak, too weak again. He defended well at times, but again, I think he's just too weak. Against these sides like Villa, he just gets battered. I wanted Kenga's under the Undertaker on today. I wanted to see the Phenom, the Undertaker, come on.
Well, I mean, Don's joined us from the States. Hi, Don. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your beer there. Don, it's great to have you on. We've bought Under, or we've loaned him in as a winger, and we've got Albrighton. I know you're an Albrighton fan. We bring Slimani on. Swapping Mendy for
Chowdhury.
Chowdhury just seems, when you're at home, it's not the way you're showing we want to win this game, is it, Don?
Well, what I don't understand is when we put Slimani in and Albrighton is the best crosser of the ball in probably England, and why he doesn't play for y'all in England, I don't understand. But the most confusing thing to me is that we're in that match and it's a tight match, and you don't bring Albrighton in to not only play defensively, because he's very, very good defensively, but also to get that cross to Slimani.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Don, Locke says here, substitution.
Yeah.
Lost us the game. Facts.
Dennis Pratt again. Taking Dennis Pratt off.
Is it because he's not fit enough, Chappers?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I mean, Tillemans works better with Pratt on at the minute for some reason. The Belgium connection's there, isn't it? I don't know. But taking him off was definitely, you could tell, disappeared. I don't think Madders is still fit enough either, to be honest with you.
Do you think Rodgers is saving people for Thursday, yeah, like Pratt?
Yeah.
That's why I think some of these, why we got them substitutions. I mean, they sound weird, but when you got a game on Thursday, which is our stake on Europe, is this why we made these substitutions today?
We have to win matches. We have to win matches. Yeah. We have to win matches against people like Villa. We have to win these matches. These are the ones that keep us up.
Yeah, but Villa are going to be saying the same thing. Villa are going to be saying the same thing. These are the matches they've got to win, and that's what they did. At the end of the day, it was a good goal, and they played defensively well. They were rock. They were rock solid at the back today. They did what they had to do.
Chappers, I mean, I'll ask this to Jack, bring Jack back in. Villa have definitely improved from last season. You could see they've got Ross Barkley in there. They've got Ollie Watkins. They look a better team than last year. What can we say about Leicester? Obviously, Fofana made his debut today, but we Under doesn't come on today, which seems strange for me. Slimani playing, you know, we've been saying have a plan B, get Slimani on.
We're being bombarded by Villa fans here. We're being bombarded by Villa fans, by the way, in the chat, which is fine, which is great, you know, because we'd be doing the same thing, won't we? Let's be honest.
But Jack, I mean... Yeah. You know, we've gone back to Slimani, who's not played for us for 18 months.
Yeah.
I don't want to just suddenly jump on a bandwagon, but most fans were saying over the summer, we need to buy a striker.
We did. We needed a more attacking player, and we didn't do it.
And then we have Undersat on the bench.
But it was clear that he has not played with the first team.
Who, Slimani?
Yes, it was clear that he hadn't played with the first team. Nobody was able to hook up with him in any way, shape, or form. Like, he would run the spaces, and they were passing the ball, you know, to the wing. Like, again, Albrighton was the guy that could have been the one player that could have hooked up with Slimani.
Yeah.
Well, Don, I'd have said Under. You know, I've not seen much of this Under guy. Let's, you know, he's a winger. We definitely, what's the point in playing Slimani if you don't put a ball, give him a ball into the box?
He didn't even look like he was fit. He didn't look fit anyway, Slimani. He didn't look like he trained.
But Chappers, he's never been his thing to get the ball 45 yards from goal. He's always looked like a bit of a donkey like that. But where he scores all his goals is putting the cross in into the box.
Yeah,
he's a set piece attacker, isn't he? He loves that ball on the head. I mean, look at his goals that he scored for us in the Champions League. They're on the head. If we're not putting the balls into him, and obviously he's obviously not that comfortable at the ball at his feet. I mean, I did see what he did at Monaco, and obviously it's a different style of football completely. Utilise his height. That's what I mean. The substitutions didn't seem right. You bring Slimani on, but you're not pinging the cross into him for him to get onto. You're playing it to his feet.
Yeah, there was a comment there that made spot on sense as well. Why did you bring Chowdhury on for? Mendy was doing fine. What's the tactical? What's that? That's just a player for player. We needed something different at that time.
Yeah.
And like the comment said, or Brighton, maybe to whip those balls in. You know, I don't know. But, I mean, I was okay with the performance, but there's just not enough attacking for me. We just looked lost without Vardy up top.
We needed a player to come on off the bench to break the play up. Something different. And like you said, it was a like-for-like swap, and it just kept the game as it was.
And that was not a substitution, is it? A substitution is to change things. Yeah. When you won, no doubt. I don't know. Whatever.
I'd be interested to hear what your thing.
The player that was going to close. That's why we gave up the goal. We took Mendy out, and it didn't leave a player that was going to close that shot down. And that's why we gave it up.
Yep.
People are saying not enough investment in the transfer window, but then when we signed Castagne and he was performing so well and he's had plenty of assists, people are going, "What a transfer window!" People are so fickle of changing. We've beat Man City 5-2, lads. We beat Man City 5-2.
People
forgot that already, you know.
Well, yeah, because we've now lost to West Ham at home, Chappers, and we've lost to Villa at home.
We beat Man City, but we lost to Villa 1-0. Like, we can't score a goal if Vardy is out, we're done.
Iheanacho ain't no good.
Iheanacho is clearly not the answer.
What do you think to what Craig has said, everybody? I mean, Craig says, "I'd have had Albrighton over Perez all day long from the start." I do feel...
You know my answer.
I'm biased on this one, big time. Albrighton all day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want Perez starting today anyway, because I've already mentioned it before. Perez starting with some of these teams like Burnley and Villa, he gets battered. It's a waste of time. Absolute waste of time.
Do you not feel today, though, that there was no, you know, camaraderie with the midfield to the attack? Like, if you're honest, they were too far apart. There was way too much of a gap between the midfield and the attacker. And bringing out on Slimani, brilliant idea, and I see why he did it. He tried to change it up. But then you've got to bring on that winger to put the ball into him. As soon as you bring that person on, you need that number 10, who Maddison came on and did the job, to be coming in behind Slimani and looking for these knockdowns and all the, you know, the second balls. Even when we brought him on, there was such a gap between Maddison and Slimani. There was too big a gap. So even if he won something, the ball was dropping straight to a Villa foot. Like I said, second half for me, bar the first 1 minute, I thought Villa ran the show in the second half. We didn't look comfortable. They had enough chance in the second half. Let's be honest, they had enough breakaways, and Johnny Evans has to foul someone. Another one makes a tactical foul. Villa with superb second half, and you have to give them credit. Villa got the tactics right today. We as the second half, I thought first half, all right, we played good stuff. Maybe created one or two opportunities. Second half, I didn't think we did anything. Okay. Harvey Barnes completely not in the game today. We can't just pick on Perez. You've got to pick on Abdoulaye Barnes. Barnes did nothing down that left-hand side, didn't create anything in the game. You know, no one's said anything about him much. But if we're honest, the midfield and the attackers were too big a gap, and that's probably where the game...
That was the same in the West Ham game, wasn't it? There was too much of a gap between the midfield and the strikers. There was no feed for Vardy. It's all right saying when Vardy's not there, we're screwed. We're not. Because with Vardy there, we're screwed. Because there's just that too much of a gap. There's no feed for some reason in that midfield at the minute. There's no feed going forward.
I was going to say, you've got to look at Nacho. He's a different player. He's not going to look in for the ball in behind. He saw what he wanted to do. He wanted to come short and turn his man and, you know, pick the ball and run at people.
You know, I mean, there's a comment there that says Barnes was awful. But let me put this right. He was put out of the game by Cash and Consor. They were flipping brilliant today for Aston Villa. They were astounding for them.
I mean, what do you guys think? We actually had a plan B today. We said it before the game. We said it at halftime. We genuinely could see a plan B there. But I honestly think Brendan Rodgers will not play, and he's shown it many, many times. I could make a list. He has shown he will not switch the style. Today was all like-for-like substitutions. He was, in a way, he was... Definitely, I could accuse him today of putting square pegs in round holes today. Because Slimani is a striker, so therefore I'm going to try and make him chase around like Jamie Vardy. That's just stupidity, isn't it, Don?
But to what you're saying, Phil, our plan A is not a striker. He's not a Premier League striker that's going to go beat Villa. No. The guy that came in for Vardy today to play is not going to score goals. It's clear. He did it last year. He did it the year before and the year before that. He is not the plan A. The plan B came in because the plan A wasn't working.
But it was a plan B player, but we played the same style, Don.
Yeah, well, no, that's what I'm saying, though. He was our plan A today. That's my point, is that our answer if Vardy goes down, if Vardy's injured. He's our answer.
When you back's against the wall and you've got players injured, you have to sometimes look and say, well, I'm going to have to change the shape and how we play to fit the players we've got, don't we, Chappers?
You play with the cards you dealt with, mate, don't you?
Yeah.
But it's 100%, isn't it?
Unfortunately, it's not the best card, is it, half the time with Leicester because of squad depth, just horrendous. I'm surprised even Johnny Evans was fit. To be honest, from what we was reading,
played well. By the way,
he did.
Yeah, I mean, defensively we played pretty well.
Yes, right up until the end. But I mean, and again, I'll shove it out there.
I think the midfield gave up that goal. I don't think the defense gave up that goal. I think it was the midfield not closing that. I mean, they were. Well above, he took that shot well above the box. I mean, that was the midfield not closing down.
Well, I'd say Nacho was, Nacho wasn't even playing, to be honest with you. I barely seen him do anything. He might as well been off the pitch, in all honesty. You're playing without a striker.
But Nacho's better as part of a two, isn't he?
You're better off without any... I don't know.
But, Chappers, if us five idiots, fans, we're not paid millions of pounds to manage the team. Nacho's better as a two. Slimani comes on and needs a winger to put the ball in.
I know.
That's what I mean. He's like, you get rid of Vardy, you bring Nacho in and still play it like a Vardy formation. That ain't fair right. Nacho, is it? I'm not bigging up Nacho on this one, but you're bringing in a completely different striker. So therefore, the tactics have to change completely, don't they? The tactics do have to change. You can't play him like Vardy does. And that's what we did. We just played the same game with a different striker up there. And it doesn't work, does it?
I mean, Tony says here... Sorry, not Tony. I've got a question.
Hang on, where was that? Yeah, can I have an honest answer? That's the one.
Yes.
When's the next... Well, look at it this way. We beat Man City, so we'll probably end up beating Arsenal, losing to Leeds, losing to Wolves and beating Liverpool. That's probably how absurd this Leicester side is. You don't know, though, do you? You don't know.
Unpredictability.
It's a weird league anyway at the minute,
isn't it? It's a crazy league.
I mean, we can still stand here today and say, well, five games in, we've got 9 points. It's
well,
but I don't want to keep saying like, it's a good start because it is three was great, and then two home defeats.
Yeah,
it's not so good, Tom.
That's not so great.
The home and away stuff don't count anymore because there's no fans, so that's gone.
No,
that's gone. It doesn't count. It doesn't count. Yeah, at the end of the day, look, three wins and we all thought we were flying. Two defeats and it's the end of the world again. But some of the fans, I mean, you got to look. The squad depth isn't the best, but you've got to look at the injuries. We've got Wolf to come back in there. Kayser long term. It's Sunchu to come back in there. They'd walk back into the team, if you're honest. Ricardo walks back in. That's three players. The players they're replacing, you know, Wesley, Justin. I thought Justin did all right again today. I didn't think, he did sparkling, but he did all right game. And I mean, Sunchu comes in for Wesley. I mean, Wesley was awesome today for me. I thought he was probably the man of the match, if I'm out of everybody. Mm-hmm. I thought for a 19-year-old to walk into the team and dominate, Ollie Watkins and stop him playing and, you know, really have many chances. I mean, the moment of the game, the second half, the ball in from Cash and you're thinking it's going over Wesley's head and Ollie Watkins is going to have a free area, but he gets back there and flicks it away. You know, there's still stuff to come back into this team. That's what I'm looking at the moment. And I still think that we'll pick up more wins than we lost over the season. I really do.
I said it before the game, because offensively,
it makes a difference too. Those guys are clearing the ball and getting it forward. Those guys do such a good job in the back that we're able to offensively play much better.
I said it before again in the summer as well. A lot of Leicester fans think Jack Grealish is a bit of a so-and-so, but boy, oh boy, do we miss a player who drives? He makes Villa win because he says, yeah, I'm not having this. We're going to win. And I just don't feel we've got that midfield general. And Jack Grealish is it for Villa.
Yeah. I felt like Maddison was that type of player at one point, but he's lost something. His fitness has not been there for months and months and months and months and months.
I think you all should offer Grealish a diving contract for your Olympic team. That dude goes down easy.
No, he forces them fouls, though.
He's a clever player.
And you know what? If your team wins fouls and you win free kicks, you've got more chance of getting that ball in the box. And that's not what we did today.
He does an outstanding job of putting his body between the ball and the defender. But, man, that guy, like, just an American perspective, we are not people that like people that go down easy. We like people that fight. We like people. That's why I love Vardy so much. We like people that fight. We like people that play hard. We like people that go hard all the time. Grealish is not that. He is absolutely a manipulator of the game.
But he knows how to play the game, Dom, and that's all it's about. If you can play the game, you're going to win, aren't you?
He's a manipulator of the game. I agree with you. I understand it. But it's why I love Vardy. You will not see strikers go back and play defense like Vardy does. I that's why I love the guy.
Joe, I think I was spot on there for what you just put.
Yeah.
We had a bit of passion in that team. We didn't show any passion today for me. There was no leader, there was no one going to go through. Yep. After about 20 minutes when there was that little spat and we were flying in, I thought, here we go, at least we're getting a bit stuck into them and really were getting stuck in too. And then it went flat again. So look, it's going to be a long season with the injuries we've got so far.
Let's just hope
the medical team can get some of these players back out on the pitch. And look, we're 3 weeks away from Ricardo apparently being back.
Oh, my God. I was about to say that.
Hopefully, a couple more weeks, we'll have one of them back in there.
You know, Wolves had 55 games to play last year because of their Europa League stuff. 55 games they played last season, Phil. Yeah. Do you think our squad couldn't be stretched that far? Because I don't.
Well, we've got a game on Thursday and we've got a game next Sunday. And neither will be easy for very different reasons, will they? It's going to be a tough time. Listen, I'm going to finish it there, everybody. Thanks, Tom, for joining us. Thanks, Chappers.
Cheers, pal.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, cheers. Don, all the way from the States. And thanks.
You got to stop being so negative, Mark. You got to stop being so negative, man. It's one
love
game
you guys. Cheers, man.
See you. Cheers, Don.
See you later, guys.
Thanks.
See you later.
Thanks, everybody. Brilliant. Right, I'm going to let's get the last few comments in there. Like people saying, there was quite a lot of Villa comments in there. So I was trying to edit them on the fly. Keith saying, when Vardy, Sonku, Ricardo, Ndidi, Maddison, five certain strike starters when they're fit. Charlie is saying, I think we should sign Cristiano Ronaldo. I think you've lost it, Charlie, there. Perez was good again, says Gary. I think he's doing a bit of a teary wink there. A bit of sarcasm in there. Chris saying, Tielemans was walking through the game with not too much passion today. I do feel we just missed that midfield general at times. Listen, it was 0-0. It was really close. Did Villa deserve it? If we're honest, they probably just about did deserve it today. Thanks, as ever, for all your comments and all your views. Tomorrow night is a Fan Zone show at 7:30, so come join me at 7:30. On Wednesday, Tom's doing the Foxes Tales show. Thursday night is another match. Europa League, here we come. Bit of this, getting the right sleeve. Bit of Europa League on Thursday. Hopefully that'll cheer us up. And I've got to practice saying the team we're playing. Yeah, I'm not having a go now. So we'll see you on Thursday. And then on Friday, it's the Fan Zone show with Locks. And on Sunday, it's Aftermath. It's frantic. There's another day of matches on Sunday. Thanks for all your views. Thanks for all the guys who clicked on the link. Next time you come and click on the link, give me your views. I'll see you tomorrow night. Cheers.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Beatman, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.